John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, joining us this morning. Doctor, good morning.
Good morning. Good to talk to you.
What an incredible turn of events this is in Texas, because how does somebody tell you how, you know, dangerous AR-15s are and AK-47s and so on and so forth when this police officer, knowing how to use his equipment, fells them both within just moments?
Right. Well, I mean, I agree with you. The characterization that's often done about AR-15s, people often confuse them with machine guns, for example. They are semi-automatics. One bullet comes out per pull of the trigger, and that's what the officer had. He had a semi-automatic also. So they were fairly evenly matched in terms of the firepower that was there, but the police officer obviously was a better shot and was able to stop them, fortunately.
Yeah, right there in their tracks. So there again, though, you know, and I think the best headline I saw yesterday, Doctor, was, hey, note to jihadists in America, we shoot back. And that's true not just of this police officer, but that's, you know, when I look at situations like this, that is the best argument that I can find today in favor of concealed carry permits and so forth, and the right to citizens to keep and bear arms. There it is in living color.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, you had the terrorist attacks in Paris recently, and you had civilians being able to go and take movies of these killers from maybe like 12 yards away. But they weren't able to stop them in any way. You know, these terrorists, you know, they had laws against virtually every weapon that they had. The handguns that they had were illegal. The machine guns that they had were obviously illegal. The grenades that they had were illegal. It hadn't stopped them from being able to go and get the weapons in order to carry out the attack. But the laws there, the bans, were obeyed by the law-abiding citizens there, and they were the ones that were disarmed and helpless before the terrorists that were there.
And despite despite what, you know, the truth is, like you just laid out, you know, Americans armed are a safer community than being unarmed. We're on the line this morning with Dr. John Lott, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. And there are still groups out there, Doctor, like, you know, Bloomberg's Anytown, which I find interesting because I believe it was this last week, if I'm understanding this, that Ted Alcorn, the research director for Michael Bloomberg's Everytown, you were on C-SPAN. You thought you were going to be on C-SPAN with him to have a discussion about guns, gun numbers, violence, and all the things related. He refused to come on with you.
Right. Yeah, no. Originally, they wanted to have us both on for an hour together to talk about the issues. Bloomberg's group refused to be on simultaneously, and they insisted on him coming on after I was on so that he could listen to what I said before he would appear. And, you know, but it's not unusual. I can't tell you the number of times over the last 7 years or so where Bloomberg's people would be asked to be on a show with me and refuse to appear. Usually what happens, though, is that the media will call me back up and disinvite me from being on a show and then just have the Bloomberg person on by themselves. So C-SPAN at least still had me on. It's just that they let the Bloomberg people come on after me. The nice thing with C-SPAN also is that the producer on the show suggested to me that I bring it up during my interview that the guy was unwilling to debate. And so I did that. And the first caller to Ted Alcorn's segment also raised the issue with him, which I'm sure the producer had something to do with placing that person first there. And so he was given a chance to go and explain why he didn't want to debate. And his
but basically they smeared you, though. I mean, they said, you know, we don't debate discredited scientists. We only debate credible. Well, who are these credible scientists? The ones that agree with you are the only ones that are credible. Anybody disagrees with them are not credible. Is that the deal?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it came across, that, that they had to basically agree with them in order to be considered credible. So, I mean, the audience can judge for themselves what his answer was there, but I don't think I don't think it was very well done.
No, it was a meandering. It was no answer at all. It was a meandering answer, which is typical, though. It has to do with emotion. You know, the thing about mathematics and you putting out statistics is they're hard to refute. You put out the facts, and that's the way that is. If you want to know more about John Lott, I believe the website, doctor, is crimepreventionresearchcenter.org. Is that correct?
Right. Well, people can go to crimeresearch.org. Crimeresearch.org. We'll get you there.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott, everybody. Doctor, always a pleasure, and hopefully they treat you better on C-SPAN next time. Okay. Crimeresearch.org. There you have it. If you want to find out what's really going on with guns and the truth and like what happened in Garland, Texas here, where somebody armed with the right equipment can stop terrorists right in their tracks and send them right up immediately to C-72 Virgins, then go read about it, crimeresearch.org. Dr. John Lott.